felt a bit sorry for Jeff White these past couple of days. Jeff is the head of Trade Aid New Zealand. And Jeff was forlorn over the ongoing reality of what he called mass consumerism. Mass consumerism is bad. There we are heading out to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas shopping, Boxing Day sales, and all he was seeing was mass consumerism. It's the old argument, isn't it? You'd probably get a decent result, actually, in a poll if you asked the question the right way. Is mass consumerism bad? Or do we buy too much stuff? Or do you know where all the crap you've purchased is made? And a follow-up could be, does it worry you if you knew the crap you bought was made by people being exploited in dodgy factories? And you know the results already. Of course we're concerned. Yes, we buy too much stuff. No, it's not good enough that people are paid next to nothing to make that bit of plastic nonsense I got a bargain for. But, the same sort of but we saw in Glasgow at COP26 a couple of weeks ago. Whole industry of worriers and doom forecasters, and yet when push came to shove, what did they fix? Nothing. Mass consumerism. Are we worried or angsty or bothered, or do we second guess ourselves? Oh, probably a bit. Are we going to do a lot about it? No. Consumerism makes the world go round. If we only ever bought what we really needed, we wouldn't buy what we do, and the money flow would stop, and the jobs would be gone, and the innovation would dry up. Are we sucked in a bit? You bet we are. Designed obsolescence, I think, is one of the great cons of the modern age, but we still love Apple. Why? Because we've decided that getting used is worth the price of buying new stuff sooner than we should. Best headline heading into Black Friday and Cyber Monday this week, I found in Australia, one bloke asked himself out loud, do I need a new TV? Nah, but I'll probably get one anyway. And so it goes. Poor old Jeff at Trade Aid, wishing the world wasn't the way it was. He and James Shaw, kindred spirits in there, dismay at our inability to sort ourselves out to make the world the way they'd like to see it. And in that is the crux. What they want is not what we want. And the queues at the malls prove it.